It's next up, Advocate Rod Solomons. He's the leader of the CA First. He's also the mayoral candidate. CA First, just my question first off, Rod. CA First coming out of what was the SA First Forum?
Yeah, that's correct, Lester. The CA First, it's short for Credible Alternative First Movement. And it morphed from the SA First Forum that, as you know, had a strong stance, anti-corruption, unaccountable leaders. We were the ones that pushed back significantly against the corruption and Jacob Zuma's regime. We also marched against when the DA started day zero and all the racism issues and the electricity surcharges in Cape Town. So we're more from a civil society organization. That our focus was to ensure people get their voices back and say enough is enough and put the interests of ordinary South Africans first.
Well, you can get your message coming in for Rod Solomons, 0725671567. Here's our next wannabe mayor, or potential, don't say wannabe, potential mayor running in local government elections, 0725671567. First message that's come in. Hello, Lester. The CA First says they will get rid of arrogant politicians. But how will they do that without political coalitions?
You know what? You don't need to have a coalition to get rid of arrogant politicians. You need to have you need to be firm and you need to be clear. And we are exceedingly clear that any politician, including myself, who are found guilty of corruption, abuse of authority, or even who are just useless, who don't do what they're supposed to do, will be recalled. We won't defend any of our councillors who are incompetent, who are corrupt, including myself. So we don't need a coalition to do that. We are crystal clear that we have got zero tolerance to those kind of actions in terms of people who are corrupt and people who are unaccountable and who do not deliver the kind of services that our people deserve. So there's no need for a coalition for that. You just need absolute clarity around that.
People asking about independence. You're not an independent, but they ask, does the increase in independent candidates make it easier for big parties to win?
No, I think the issue of independence, it's a good thing. Unfortunately, with independence, you do not get the proportional representation votes that you can get, and that's about 115 of those available. That's why we registered as a movement. There are some independents that we will work with, especially those who are similar in terms of our values charter and in terms of our manifesto, because we feel that they are good independents and they've got the interests of their local community at heart, but we would focus on the interests of the whole of Cape Town. So, yes, so independence is a good thing. And it's something to be applauded. I don't believe this thing around big parties, small parties. I call them establishment parties because they're part of the establishment and they are there for the interests of their party and the interests of their leaders. So our approach is, in terms of enhancing democracy, the more views they are, the better for Cape Town and South Africa.
A question on the WhatsApp line, and you were a former sport and recreation DG in the Western Province. This is a question from our listener. Explain why sport, in particular boxing, is quite a mess in the Western Cape, as you once helped run boxing here. We must all be judged on our past performance. Rod, your response?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, I was the head of sport and recreation in the Western Cape, and my track record is there for anyone to see. And then I became Nonde Balfour, when he was a national minister, appointed me to be the national commissioner of boxing in South Africa, because there was a mess in boxing. There were corruption. There were incompetence. I went to go and sort it out. I think I was there for 2 years. And I was the person that coordinated the world heavyweight fight between Hasim Rahman and Lennox Lewis, which was one of the most successful fights in South Africa. So the track record is there. in terms of what we delivered in sports facilities, sports programs. I started a whole range of stuff, the Western Cape Sports Academy, the Western Cape Sports School. I was involved in the SA Games, community games, etc., etc. And we had programs using sport and recreation to address a crime problem in our communities. So the track record is there.
Question here. SA First Forum appeared to be just a faction of the ANC. Why not just run with the ANC?
That's a joke. We're not a faction of the ANC. We were actively, about 15 of the, we were actively, we were once senior people in the ANC. We were activists in the ANC. Let's not deny that. But we had the guts to stand up when people were quiet in the ANC, whether they were in cabinet or in parliament. We were the ones that consistently, when they got march to parliament, we picketed outside of parliament. We wrote petitions, we wrote letters, we spoke up. And you know what? We were the ones, and it were, and it came out publicly that the state security agencies were monitoring us, and we were a thorn in the flesh of the ANC and the government, who thought that they were unaccountable. We pushed back, we pushed back until we got something like the Zondo Commission. So we were one of the civil society organizations that played a key role in the creation of the Zondo Commission. And one of our members, Fakie Mentor, was one of the key whistleblowers in that regard.
Rod, I'll give you a shot of one more question, 45 seconds here, of people who sound like they know you, other people who still want to be introduced to you. Yes. And this person is simply asking, I don't know you, what are your policies? This is an honest question.
No, it's clear. Listen, our policies is very simple. Firstly, the person can look at cafirst.org.za, ca1st.org.za. Our website is there. They can see all of our policies. We are saying fundamentally, we will focus on giving the poor and the middle class more equitable services, and we want to lessen the burden on them. We want to give people the services that they deserve, and we want to refocus the city of Cape Town to be more humane, caring, a can-do, an entrepreneurial place. And we will introduce practical programs to address some of the root causes of crime, to address the issue of the transportation issue, etc., etc.
Rod Solomons, he is the leader of the Credible Alternative First Movement. He's the mayoral candidate for the city of Cape Town.